75 years ago, a group of immigrants bought a 200-acre dairy farm 44 miles north of New York City in the wilds of northern Westchester County. They spread the word among their friends that they were building a workers' paradise where Jewish families could feel welcome and participate in cooperative summer living. This summer, Golden's Bridge Colony held a party to celebrate its history. As Steve Mencher reports, current and returning colony members found their way to the old lake and barn and dirt roads for a walk down memory lane.
In the 1930s, families like Esther Schneider's could buy an acre of land in Golden's Bridge Colony for well under $1,000. Still, quite a lot of money in the Depression. Her walking tour passes most of the 100 or so homes here.
Yes. The original owner was Satsky. And then Lipschitz, Targansky, Browner, and now Schmidt.
Schneider's brother Ed Yellen, a compact man with a close-cropped gray beard, is exactly as old as Golden's Bridge and spent his childhood summers here.
It is now acceptable to talk about the fact that this place was founded by not just Jewish immigrants, but Jewish immigrant communists, socialists, Trotskyists, some Democrats, and certainly no Republicans. There is a poster announcing the Golden's Bridge Colony, and it says, workers and professionals only, no bosses.
Marty Edelman's grandmother may have seen that poster in New York City. At the reunion, he addresses a crowd of several hundred, seated under a rented white party tent behind the community barn. He regales the group with tales of his intrepid ancestor.
My grandmother was a very political person. She barely was allowed into the United States based on the last issue at Ellis Island. They ask you one final question. The question is, do you support the overthrow of the United States government by revolution or sedition? And my grandmother thought for a while and she said, sedition. Revolution's the right answer.
The carpenters and garment workers, candy store owners, and a clutch of left-wing dentists who first settled here shared rights to common land and had a stake in the old barn. Owners made all major decisions in common, and after a few years, they dug a 7-acre lake. It's here that the reunion crowd gathers for a family portrait. The sons and daughters of the founders are now in their 70s and early 80s. They're uniformly vigorous and healthy, as if something in the water keeps them youthful. The milling group refuses to be organized.
Goldmans! Over here!
Across the road from the lake, longtime resident Frida Stand Halpern presents a teddy bear from her collection to a young visitor. She remembers how the surrounding community reacted when a few colony residents decided to try year-round living.
One of our children who went to the local school in Golden's Bridge had long blonde hair, and she said the other children would, as they passed her desk, stroke her head. And she thought they were admiring her hair. It turned out they were trying to feel if she had horns because they heard that Jewish people had horns.
Battles against anti-Semitism and for social justice have been continuing themes throughout Golden's Bridge history. The community raised money for the Scottsboro Boys and sent volunteers to the Abraham Lincoln Brigade. Later, colony members jammed a bus to the 1963 March on Washington. By that time, says Ed Yellen, the area surrounding the small community was changing. Soon, local highways were widened, the train track was electrified, and Golden's Bridge was suddenly within commuting distance of New York City.
Probably the worst thing is the value of these homes keeps going up. Now, you know, as a homeowner, I should be happy about that. But the fact is, it's pricing the children of colony members from buying here. It's pricing them out of buying here because the prices are too high.
A property covenant has helped keep Golden's Bridge unique. When a family wants to sell its home and acre, an agreement binds it to offer the property first at a fair market price to anyone on a list of prospects known to the community. When the going price is too high for someone on the list, as it often is these days, then an outsider can buy the property. Uncertainty about the future is brushed aside by the singing crowd at the anniversary's closing ceremony. They seem to know all the songs by heart. Jeremy Schneider, now raising the fourth generation of colony residents here, says his heart is full of nachas, the Yiddish word for joy.
It's joy to give my children, to give our children a sense of the appreciation of the past, the opportunities of the present, and to give all of us the hope for the future. And that to me is happy birthday, Golden's Bridge. Thank you.
On this warm summer Saturday, under gentle skies, it feels like the Golden's Bridge dream of a progressive summer haven is still alive. The only wild card is represented by the house just next door, now for sale at $500,000. For NPR News, I'm Steve Mencher in Golden's Bridge, New York.